أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وَإِن تَدْعُ مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَى حِمْلِهَا لَا يُحْمَلْ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ فَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ ومن تزكى فإنما يتزكى لنفسه وإلى الله المصير
Huzoor says that today's sermon is also connected with the theme of the last sermon, that is to say the subject of Salat will be mentioned. I thought that I will be beginning a new subject, but when I thought, then I felt that this should be continued even today. There are certain points which could not be presented last time, and they are very essential to be presented. This instruction about Salat, the prayer, is such an instruction which is a fundamental instruction and such a fundamental thing that without which we cannot think of visualize the religion at all. The Holy Quran has emphasized the need of it very much, very strongly. Rather, in the beginning of the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, after believe in Allah, this is the second point mentioned there, and that is the instruction about the observance of Salat. Even before that, in Surah Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, when it is mentioned, then this prayer of worship is there, that, O Allah, we worship Thee, and we pray for that. Therefore, You always enable us to worship, because we wish to pray, so You enable us to pray and continuously do so and always fulfill this promise which has been made by every Muslim. And we should be fulfilling that objective, which is the purpose of the creation of mankind. Therefore, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also emphasized on this command greatly, and he has said that the Salat is the pillar of faith. So as for the strengthening of the buildings is because of those pillars, and so is the case here in religion.
First, jinn
So now those pillars on which the religion is established, it is very important to safeguard those pillars, otherwise there would be cracks in the building of the faith. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in his statements, he has been explaining the verses of the Quran and the sayings of the Ahadith, and the explanation that he has given, which is so important and so detailed, and it's so important that every Ahmadi should be listening to those. And by reading and listening to these instructions and explanations, only then we can really appreciate that the perfect man and his perfect disciple, what was the beauty in their life. So therefore, keeping all these points in mind, and also somebody wrote to me to emphasize this point, and also the Secretary UK, Secretary Tarbiyat of UK, and also the President of Sadr Lajna in America, they have sent their reports, and from the facts which they mentioned there, this thing transpired that the condition is very alarming, and that sort of picture emerged as a result of this information in UK. Don't understand from the mention of UK or USA that other countries there is no such situation and they are acting upon this instruction or their standard is very high. Actually, that high standard which is our objective and which should be our objective, that is nowhere to be seen in the report of any country. And there is a need of a lot of effort in this regard. Some officials of the Jamaat, they just write down the reports without much pondering and thinking. Actually, this prayer is such a fundamental and important thing that we cannot be simply ignoring it or compromising it, and we should be just happy about those conditions. Actually, maximum effort is to be done. Every Ahmadi who calls himself to be an Ahmadi, he should be offering the prayer and observing the prayer 100%. Offering the prayer, he must be coming to this standard of offering the prayers 100% without any exception. Anyway, I thought that I should take up the subject once again, and in the light of the verses of the Quran and the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the statements of the promised Messiah, I should be once again reminding everyone regarding the institution of prayer. As I said, this is very important and fundamental commandment of Allah, and every Ahmadi must be acting upon it 100%. And otherwise, as I have said, that the whole edifice of our faith, there will be cracks appearing in that one if we don't observe the Salat. Now that when we are getting close to the completion of 100 years of Khilafat, and our hearts are filled with the gratitude to Allah Almighty, and we are celebrating this occasion, the most important thing is to pay attention to this most important article of faith in Islam. Because the promise of the Khilafat is given to those people of faith who observe and pay full attention to this institution of prayer. So therefore, if in the true sense of the term, we have to be grateful at the great bounty of Khilafat that Allah Almighty has given us, so that we should be able to get the benefit and blessings from this great bounty of Allah Almighty. So in that case, we have to pay very special attention to the institution of prayer, and this is very essential point for each and every Ahmadi. Huzur says that, I say it once again, that everybody should analyze and everybody should scrutinize himself, that are we offering the prayers as is required, and have we achieved those standards in prayer which Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to see in us. Allah Almighty says that whatever you put as a partner with me to fulfill your requirements, he cannot provide those requirements. The verse that I have mentioned, recited, Allah Almighty says to the idolaters that your idols, they cannot even listen to you nor provide you your requirements. But on the day of judgment, they would be completely disowning this thing which you are attributing to them. And Allah Almighty is almighty and powerful, and all human beings are always dependent upon Allah Almighty. So all these things should be actually drawing the attention of all the people that they should be submitting to Allah Almighty, who is the Lord of all the universe. In this verse as well, Hazur says Allah Almighty has awakened those people, those who fear Allah Almighty even when they are alone or in absence. And also because of that fear, they observe the Salat. And because of these prayers, then because of the fear of Allah Almighty, then they try to purify themselves. Nobody should ever think that this slackness in prayer does not mean much and doesn't affect adversely. Remember that every time, everyone has to go before Allah Almighty with his own deeds, and the actions of other people are not going to avail anybody else. Therefore, when Allah Almighty says here that nobody is going to carry the burden of others, however closely related that person may be, that is, and then after that, believe in the unseen, and the mention of the prayer and the purification of the soul is there. And after that, and then it is mentioned that the last place to go is towards Allah Almighty. All these things are there to remind all of us, very weak people, that we always keep the life to come in front of our eyes and very present in our minds. And when we firmly believe in that Allah Almighty is the master of the day of judgment and to whom we are going to return, so in that case we will be reminded of the purification of our souls and our hearts and mind. And the best mean of getting that purification is the observance of Salat. And this establishment of the institution of prayer, those people who do like that, they are the people who actually have the faith in the unseen. And those who fear Allah Almighty in ghaib, when they are away, are alone, then this is actually the standard of their piety. So every Ahmadi should always keep in mind that simply the verbal declaration that we believe in Allah Almighty, and we believe in the last law-bearing Prophet of Allah, and we believe in him, and the one who came, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in the latter days, we believe in him. That is not good enough. Unless and until we have the fear of Allah in our hearts, unless and when the fear of Allah will be there, then and the fear is such that which a person who is very closely connected with one another, he has that the one should not get offended from him or angry with him. And when the love should be entirely for the sake of Allah, and when the love increases, then this fear of Allah, his displeasure will also increase, and you will be reminded of your responsibilities more. You will be reminded of being careful in prayers, regular in prayers. And also you will be reminded of the responsibility of offering the prayer as it should be. Otherwise, simply the bath, that cannot be the means of your salvation and forgiveness. In one hadith it is mentioned, Yunus says that Hadrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى told me that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that from among the deeds of the people, the very first point which is going to be accounted for, first of all, is going to be the prayer. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said that our Lord glorified and glorious, he would say to the prophet, angels, although he knows very well everything, that you look at the quality of the prayer of my servant. Did he fulfill its requirements, or did he complete that? If his prayer is complete, then in his deed of actions, that will be written there. And if there is any shortcoming in that, then he would say that, look, in his deeds, is there any optional worship that he has done? If he has done some optional worship, then Allah Almighty would say that whatever deficiency is there in the prayer, that should be made good with the addition of these nafli prayer, the optional prayers. And other actions will be scrutinized later on. So therefore, after the death, the very first trial, very first examination through which we have to pass, that is the question of Salat. So people can realize how much they should be careful about that. Allah Almighty is very gracious to His people. He says that look at the optional prayer of that man. If the optional prayer is there, then that should also be added to the category of his obligatory prayer, so that the deficiency could be fulfilled and made good. So in the offering of the prayer, the human being who is very weak, he should think that sometime it may be like that, that if the optional, the obligatory prayer has not been offered as they should be, then they should, he should be offering some optional prayer. This is the way in which a mu'min, a believer, should always be doing it, so that he may be able to get maximum love of Allah Almighty, and so that who can he can be grateful to Allah Almighty, who has got so many bounties given to us, particularly on the Ahmadi Muslims. How many blessings of Allah Almighty are there, that by accepting the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we are a member of the community. We are just like the beads in one string, and we always see the manifestation of divine help and assistance, and we see the manifestation of the love of Allah Almighty. So when this is the situation, then the most important thing to which we have to be minded and mindful of, that is the Salat. And not only in this world, but also in the hereafter, this is the thing which can benefit us there. First and foremost, the first account which will be taken, that will be the scrutiny of the prayer, as it is mentioned in Hadith. So therefore, every Ahmadi Muslim, he should not only be taking care of his obligatory prayer, he should also be offering the optional prayer, additional prayers, so that in a case of deficiency, he could see the manifestation of the mercy of Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty, out of his mercy, could keep him under that. And when a person offers the optional prayer, the person is generally alone and nobody is there. And this should be actually the condition of an Ahmadi Muslim. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding the importance of the prayer, that prayer is obligation, an obligation for every Muslim. In Hadith it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a people came accepting the message of Islam, and they said that, O Prophet of Allah, can you take away this responsibility of prayer from us, because we are working people, and nowadays the people who are working people, they also put the same excuse. They also said, these people, that because we are working people, we are busy in our transactions and other things, and we are also not very fully assured about the cleanliness of the clothes, because we have to be dealing with animals. So these were the two things they mentioned, that we have got some business to do, and also our clothes may not be very clean at certain times, and because of these two things, they say that we do not find enough time to offer the prayer. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered that when there is no prayer, then what else is there? That faith cannot be called a faith in which there is no prayer. What is the prayer? It means that you submit your submit your feelings and sentiments of loyalty and piety to before Allah Almighty, and standing before Allah Almighty in all humility and with utmost humbleness and in humility you stand before Allah Almighty, and to seek all the requirements from Allah Almighty, all the needs you beg from Allah Almighty, just like a beggar. Sometime you praise that person from whom you are asking for, and sometime you praise that person, sometime you mention the glory and the lofty station of that person from whom you are begging, and sometime, and if this thing is not in the faith, so in that religion in which this sort of thing is there, what sort of religion is that? Human beings are always dependent on so many things, and he is dependent to seek the paths of the pleasure of Allah Almighty. He should always be seeking for that, because of the strength which is given by him, one can do anything at all. O Allah, you give us, you grant us this power that we should be pleased with you, and you should be pleased with us. And we have the pleasure of Allah Almighty, we have the fear of Allah Almighty, and when we go through this condition, that is actually the state of salat and prayer. And then he says, the person who wants to run away from the prayer, then what thing additional he has done as compared with the animals? Just like human beings, he would be eating and sleeping. That is the style of the human animals, not the human beings. And the person who is unmindful of this responsibility, he actually becomes the disbeliever. So therefore, the prayer for a believer is like something which has to be taken care, utmost care should be paid to that one. And these are the things which actually make a distinction between a believer and a non-believer. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that if worship is not there, then what difference is there between a human being and an animal? Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, where he has mentioned the vices of the disbelievers, on the other side, Allah Almighty has also mentioned the believers as completely free from these weaknesses, because they are the people who offer the prayer. Allah Almighty says, إِلَّا الْمُسَلِّينَ هُمَّ لَا صَلَوَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ, that except those people who are offering the prayer, they are not in that category of the disbelievers. Those people who are regularly offering the prayer, they were mentioned before that the other people have some weaknesses and shortcomings, but except those people who are those who offer the prayer, and those who are very regular in offering of their prayer, their situation is completely different. So an exception is made in case of those people who offer the prayers on regular basis. These commitments of the worldly affairs, they do not stand in their way of the offering of the prayer and being regular in that. And those people who have high moral standards, they are also, and those who believe in Allah, though fear the punishment from Allah Almighty. So these are the qualities of those people who really believe in Allah Almighty, and they take care of other people, and they also have the fear of Allah in their hearts. So these are the things of those people who truly observe the prayer. And Allah Almighty accepts those prayers which are real prayer. There are some people who offer the prayer very regularly among the Muslims, but the people are completely, you know, afraid of these people. So Allah Almighty has pinpointed those people that they offer the prayer, which is very essential, but they should be offering such prayer or in such a way which can earn you the pleasure of Allah Almighty. They should not be simply to show to other people that we are offering the prayer, and they should not be such prayers which are overpowered and overshadowed by worldly commitments, but the prayers should be given preference over every worldly thing and every pursuit, and one should be always be very regular, and one should have the fear of Allah Almighty in one's heart. And the impact of these prayers, then the whole Muslim society and the relationship will be bearing witness to this high quality of the prayer of the believers. And these people should not be having this thought in mind that this person is very regular in prayer, because the Holy Quran mentions about certain people who just offer the prayer to show off to the people, that the people may think that I am very regular in prayer. But we are, by the grace of Allah, we have this blessing that by accepting the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in this age, we have been aware of that true Islam, and we have understood that true Islam, which was introduced and given by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the pure form, that teaching was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ مَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاوْنَا, that those people are destroyed, they may be destroyed, these people, those offering the prayer, but they are unmindful of the responsibility. Those who just offer the prayer for the show off, these are the people, the destruction may be upon those people, those who offer the prayer, but they are not fully mindful, and then those people who show off. So these verses make it very clear that there are some people who offer the prayer on one side, no doubt, but the prayers are not offered for the sake of Allah, but they are just under the compulsion of the society, of the people around them, and just to show off, then they offer the prayer. So they have certain moral weaknesses and shortcomings, they are not paying attention to that one. The quality of the one who is regular in prayer, that his moral and his should be high, pure, and his standard of morality should be high, and he should always be trying to overcome his weaknesses. Huzur says that in these verses there is a matter which one should be completely alarmed by, that this was not the case of the companions, that their prayers were unfortunately like that, and that was not the case, or their moral standards were not high as they should be in a true believer. That is not the case. In the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we look at that, there were some people who were hypocrites, those who wanted to deceive the believers and other people, and regarding them Allah Almighty says, وَإِذَا كَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ كَامُوا كُسَالَى, that when they stand up to go for the prayer, then they stand up in a very slack manner, very idly they stand up, and there are moral weaknesses in them. Or maybe the condition of the people of the latter days is mentioned, about whom the Holy Prophet ﷺ has mentioned that the masajiduhum amiratun wa hiya kharabu min al-huda, that they are in that time, in that age, the mosques of the people would be filled with people, no doubt, but they would be devoid of all types of guidance. So these mosques which are without any guidance, the people who are offering there, they are being mentioned there, and their prayers actually become the curse upon these people. We are very fortunate that we are from among those people in the period of the latter days. Then there the great prophet and the greatest purifier, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave the good news about this time, about whom Allah Almighty has mentioned that they are linked with the people of the first part of Islam. So then how great is our responsibility that we should never ever be slack in our prayers. The responsibility towards Allah and the responsibility towards human beings, we should never be slack in that. And every time we should try to keep away from those things from which Allah Almighty has alarmed us and warned us. And Allah Almighty, out of His grace and mercy, He has separated us from those people those people, while their mosques are completely devoid of guidance. So with utmost feelings of gratitude to Allah Almighty, it is need that we should always be submitting to Allah Almighty so that we can get all these blessings. So therefore our prayers should be very regular and they should be very pure only for the sake of Allah. If that is the case, then we can safeguard ourselves from this warning which is mentioned here, and it is a point of a great importance and urgency, and there should no slackness in the prayers of any one of us. We should take him from away from God and away from faith. So in order to get the closeness to God Almighty, we should be following this path very honestly and very care and very diligently. We have to follow this path and we have to be very, very mindful about our prayers. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that after La ilaha illallah, pay attention to the prayer regarding the importance of that. The Holy Quran has mentioned time and again, and also it is mentioned there, it is mentioned walul lil musallin allazina hum fi salatihim sahun, that those people may be destroyed, destruction be for those people who are unmindful of the true significance of the prayer. So it should be understood that the prayer, this prayer is a question which a person should be, which a true believer presents before Allah Almighty with great anguish and anxiety. And unless Allah Almighty purifies someone, no one can be purified. And unless and until Allah Almighty brings that person close to him and establishes a link with him, nobody can establish that link with Allah Almighty. And unless and until Allah Almighty opens up the ways to go to God Almighty, nobody can do it himself. There are various types of chains and bondages are there which are covering the person, and he tries to get away from that, but he cannot do it in spite of the desire to be purified. But the accusing soul is always there to get him involved in this. This purification is the job of Allah Almighty, and there is no one else who can purify you. In order to create these pious passions, Allah Almighty has fixed this prayer. What is the prayer? This is a prayer which is presented with great agony, with great distress, with the, with passions, heartfelt passions, which is presented to Allah Almighty, so that all these bad thoughts and bad ideas and temptations may be taken away, and the pure link and the pure love of Allah Almighty could be granted, and one is enabled to follow the commandments of Allah Almighty. The word Salat also indicates that the prayer is not simply uttered by from the tongue, but there should be some anguish and anxiety, and a crying should also be along with that one. That sort of a heartfelt feeling should be there. And Allah Almighty may enable us to purify and beautify our prayers in this way. And all we should be completely abstaining from all types of worldly attractions. And as the promised Messiah has mentioned, that we cannot do it and we cannot abstain from these worldly temptations out of just because of mere our own efforts, or we cannot purify ourselves by our own actions. Nor we can get the pleasure of Allah Almighty only because of our own actions, with our own efforts. The only method, the only way which is available, and that is the prayer. So if we want to be included among those people who are the fortunate people to get the closeness to Allah Almighty, then all of us must be among those people who offer the prayer on regular basis and only for the sake of Allah. And this would be the thing which will make a distinction between us and other people. And these are the things which will enable us to get closer and closer to God Almighty. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Surely the believers are the successful people. Those people, those believers who are showing their utmost commitment and dedication in their prayer. And after that, Allah Almighty has mentioned so many other good qualities of the believers. The very first thing which has been mentioned here is that they offer the salat, they offer the observe, and they are completely dedicated to Allah Almighty. They are totally in utmost modesty, they do so with a lot of anguish in their hearts. And in order to get the blessings of this world and the life to come, the very first requirement is that we should be offering the prayer only for the sake of Allah Almighty. And as it is mentioned before, the fear of Allah, and in order to get the love of Allah Almighty, and also to get more and more love and go on increasing that love of Allah Almighty and to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, these prayers should be offered for with these intentions. This is actually the whole objective of one's life. And the person who gets it, what else he needs? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that the first state of the spiritual, the first stage of spirituality of the believer is that he offers the prayer with utmost feelings of anguish and anxiety and fear of Allah Almighty. And he is so very humble and very dedicated, very submissive, and with utmost humility of soul, and anxiety and anguish, and that sort of state of fear, when he, you know, goes through that one, these are the things in which, when the prayer is offered, Allah Almighty says that these are the people who are successful, who offer the prayer with all these things. And not only in the prayer, but also all the remembrance of Allah Almighty, they always are utmost humble, and with the humility, they are with calling upon Allah Almighty and begging from Allah Almighty with all the passions and commotion in their heart, and anxiety and fear of Allah Almighty in their hearts. So this state which has been mentioned in these words, that this is a very essential and first requirement to create a spiritual being and spiritual person. And in order to prepare for this spiritual status, this is the first requirement which is mentioned here. This is like a seed which is sown into the heart of that person, like it is, the seed is sown in the soil. And this prayer is offered 5 times a day, and that is the indication that if his own, the ideas of his ego and worldly thoughts, he is not going to abstain from that, he won't be able to offer the true prayer. The prayer does not mean that we should go through various prayer positions, and the prayer is actually that prayer which is really felt by heart. And his soul should be submitting to Allah in utmost humility. And as much as one can cry before Allah Almighty, and one can cry before Allah Almighty, that one should do. And when this thing is done, then all the vices in the heart, they are completely taken away and wiped away. And one person, when the person is becomes regular in this one, then this person would see that during the night or during the day, he would feel that a light has descended upon his heart. And all these things will be taken away. And the one who has created these, Allah Almighty is the one who can give this blessing to Allah Almighty. And the prayer, it is must be offered regularly. It is not right that you offer the prayer at a time and then you abandon it or forget it. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says, then these feelings which incite a person to commit sins, they will be taken away. Because these vices, Allah Almighty has created the remedy for that. The panacea of that is the prayer. Allah Almighty says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And you admonish your family members for the prayer and do it regularly. We don't ask any provision from you. Actually, we are the one who provide all this provision to you. and the final end, the good end is with Allah Almighty of those people who are righteous. So these are the commands of Allah Almighty. And these are the instructions that you pay attention to your own prayers and also advise your family members to be regular, and there it is for your benefit. The fruits of this will be achieved in this life and also in the life hereafter. And the righteous people are those who are going to be successful and victorious in the life to come. And in this life, that person is righteous. He provides the provision in such a way which he cannot imagine. From unknown sources he provides. So Allah Almighty, by making these prayers as an obligation, is not like imposing tax. But actually it is the means to reward that person with the blessings of Allah Almighty. And for every reward you have to do something. In the world we see that we have to do some effort to get these things, the blessings. Similarly, one has to do some work in matters of spirituality. So when Allah Almighty is so gracious, then why is it that that person should not be worshipping Allah Almighty and should not be showing one's love to Allah Almighty? Somebody has told the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Allah Almighty has promised and given you all the good blessings and bounty. Why do you stand in prayer for such long time? He replied that, should I not become a very grateful servant of Allah Almighty? So this is the noble example. If we follow that, we can also be grateful of the bounties of Allah Almighty which He has given us. The condition of our lives, how it should be, various positions are there, various posters are there, what is the wisdom of that, what is the philosophy behind that, and how we should be understanding these things. Hazrat Masih Maud says about that the salah means to burn something, as you do the barbecue. Similarly, this agony is a vital part in prayer. When this thing is not there, you cannot really enjoy the prayer. And the fact of the matter is that the prayer is actually to be offered in the true sense of the term at that time when Zur says that when the prayer is offered with these conditions, only then it is to be called the real prayer. The prayer is that which is offered with all its conditions. When those conditions are not met, that is not the prayer. And when that condition is not there, which should be there, that is not to be called the real prayer. Always remember that in the Salat, in the prayer, your words and your bodily movements, they should all be presented together. First it mentioned that sort of situation and that sort of physical condition should be there, and that you cannot have unless you fulfill all the conditions. And then he said that hal and kal, your condition and also what you say from your tongue, both these things should be put together. And sometime you are shown a picture, or by looking at a person you can assess the condition of his heart. And the picture which emerges, one can guess what is the condition of the heart. And whatever is the will of Allah, the picture of that is actually to be is there in Salat. As a person says something, offers certain prayers from the tongue, similarly through his bodily movement he also shows some sentiments. The limbs of the body and the movements of the body are there. And when a person, for example, a person when he stands, then he does the tasbih and tahmid, the glorification of Allah and his prayer. So, and everyone knows that when a person goes in front of a king, then people present their slogans or their words of praise in a standing position. So the standing position is for the glorification of Allah Almighty. And This is the purpose of this standing posture, that one should be standing before Allah Almighty and glorify Allah. And when a person does so, when the prayer, the praise is made, then one gets the feeling that you have a firm belief and opinion about that. Only then you praise somebody. So when a person says Alhamdulillah, that all praise belongs to Allah, it is necessary that he should be saying Alhamdulillah only at that time when he has the full faith that all forms of prayers, they are absolutely only for Allah Almighty, and all praise and all types of praise actually belongs to Allah Almighty. When this thing is firmly rooted in the heart of a person, then this is a spiritual posture of standing, and one should be firmly established on that point. And then it is understood that a person is standing according to the condition, so that he should have this spiritual state achieved. So his heart will be standing in the same posture as his body is there, and this is the standing, the posture of the standing posture in spirituality. And Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, when he says in Ruku that when you submit to someone, that you sometime bow for that person. So therefore, this requirement of greatness of Allah Almighty requires that one should submit. So then when a person mentions the greatness of Allah Almighty, then he bows before Allah Almighty and shows the same sentiments of his heart by going into that position of ruku. And after that, the third statement is Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Ala means the greatness, and this is the highest point of mentioning the highest degree of excellence and greatness. This is a word which indicates the highest point of excellence, and this is in itself requires the posture of prostration. Because when you are submitting to that being who is the highest of all, then naturally it requires that one should be completely submissive and go into prostration. That when a person says Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, he should immediately go into that prostration, and physically he should also be indicating the same feeling which is there in his heart. And according to this declaration that he does from his mouth, he also acquires that physical position and goes into that state of prostration. So these are the things which go along, these words which are uttered by mouth. Then according to that, there are three physical conditions, and a sort of picture is projected there. The tongue, which is a part of body, it says something, and the body also goes along with that. And the third thing is the tongue is included in the worship, and the posture, the condition of the posture is there. So these are the two things, the expression of words and the physical condition, these are the two things are there. And the glorification of Allah Almighty is there, he performed the ruku and sajda. And the third thing is, Huzur says that the third thing is, if that is not there, then the prayer is not complete. And that third thing is, that is the heart. And it is very essential that the heart should also be in a such a state that whatever he says from the by the tongue and whatever he indicates from his body, that should be reflected in the condition of the heart. So all these three things should be together. The expression from the tongue, the bodily movement along with that, and the same condition and the same sort of feeling should be there in the heart. And when Allah Almighty sees that the person is praising Allah Almighty, he is standing in the same way as a person who prays, he stands, and his spirit is also in prayer, and his heart is also standing in this posture of prayer. So not only the body, but also his spirit is standing in the same way. And when he says Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, then he should see that he has not only expressed the glorification of Allah Almighty, but also along with that he has bowed down, and the soul has also gone into a state of bowing down. So all these three things should be performing the action together. And then finally, when he has submitted to Allah Almighty in prostration, then he has glorified the most excellent position of Allah Almighty. His bodily movement also indicates that, and the same feeling should be there in the heart. So the tongue is expressing something, the body is showing something, and the feeling is also has the corresponding condition in that. And as if the heart is also in a state of sajda before God Almighty. Unless this condition is there, one should not really be satisfied, because this is the true meaning of yuqeemun as-salat. This is actually the responsibility of all believers, that all these three conditions should be there in a believer. When the tongue is expressing something, the body should be also supporting that and showing the same thing, and the same feeling should be there down deep into his heart. So Allah Almighty, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that unless this condition is there, when this stage is not achieved, one should not be really satisfied. Now the question will arise that how one can create this condition. So Huzur says that the answer is only this much, that one should be very, very regular in prayer, and one should not be afraid of these thoughts which come into his mind during the prayer. The answer of this problem is that one should be offering 5 daily prayers in such a way which is actually required in the teachings of Islam. And there should be no those doubts and thoughts and various temptations which come to the person. One should not be worried about that. There is no doubt a struggle in the beginning, but one should not get tired. One should not be disappointed. One should not be lose heart there. One should always be praying to Allah Almighty, which I have mentioned. When there are thoughts, when there are temptations, different things cross the minds of the person. The one is using the tongue, but these thoughts are occupying the mind. But one should be very perseverant, and in a very consistent way one should be seeking help and assistance from God Almighty. One should continue one's prayer, and one should go on begging the help of Allah Almighty. Finally a stage would come when Allah Almighty will definitely help such a person. There is no greater wazifa than the prayer. That is the prayer which should be repeated again and again. And all these things which are repeated by way of prayer, this is actually which has included everything in it. People sometimes ask for such prayers which they may repeat again and again. The answer he has given is that the prayer is like that, and this is actually the prayer. And there is durood, there is salam, there is the prayer, everything is there. And all these things which actually show the signs of Allah Almighty, they are all put together in this prayer. And through this prayer one can overcome one's anxieties and problems, and the difficult situations are resolved. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he had any sort of worry, he would always stand in prayer. And Allah Almighty says, "Ala bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub," that don't you know that the remembrance of Allah Almighty is the one which really gives the full satisfaction to the heart, and the prayer is the greatest means for that. So these are the standards which we have to achieve. Not only we have to be regular in our prayers, but each and every particle of our body and every particle of our soul should be always be submitting to Allah Almighty. And these prayers should be pouring out from our hearts, which should make us beloved of Allah Almighty. We should be able to see such a revolution being brought about in our heart and soul, that Allah Almighty is pleased with us. May it be so that Allah Almighty make all of us and enable us to see.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.